This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com Listening Practice Tests. Test 10. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in four sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1, you will hear a conversation between a man and a woman at an estate agency. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, my name's Charlotte. I'm moving to this area in 2 months. And I was hoping that you would be able to help me with finding somewhere to live.
Good morning, Charlotte. I'm Matthew. Welcome to Anglian Estates. I'm sure we'll be able to help you. Were you looking to buy or rent a place to live?
Just somewhere to rent.
And in which postcode would you like to live?
My preferred one is AE5.
What kind of place were you thinking of, Charlotte? A house, an apartment, a flat, a studio?
I'd eventually be looking for a house. But to start with, just a small apartment will be fine.
How large an apartment would you need?
It's for my daughter and I only, and we'll need a bedroom each. So we'll need two of them. I'd also want a separate bathroom and kitchen, and a living room, of course.
Okay, I'll just write that down.
Do you know of many apartments like I've described?
Yes, I think so. We have quite a number of apartments on our books right now. Most of them fit your description, as that's what people are looking for nowadays.
Oh, good.
Now, what's your rental budget?
$1,000 a week.
That's good. You should be able to find something nice for that. Is there anything else particular about the apartment you want?
First of all, I need the apartment near my daughter's school.
What's the name of the school?
It's called St. Mary's.
Oh yes, I know it. It's in Talbot Avenue.
That's right. I'd also like the apartment semi-furnished, please.
Including what exactly?
The bedrooms and living room can be empty, but I'd like all the basics in the kitchen, like a cooker, fridge freezer, and washing machine.
Yes, I know what you mean. Don't worry. In our apartments, we always have all those basic things you need included in the rental.
Good. It would be nice to have a garden as well, although I know that's not so common with apartments.
Well, we have some ground floor apartments that have gardens accompanying the rental. We can look at some of those. The only issue there is that those apartments specify that you'll need to be accountable for the garden's maintenance. Would that be okay?
That's fine. I have green fingers.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
I'll just tell you a little about our terms and conditions. Before we show you any details, we'll ask you to sign a contract. This does not commit you to only working with us or anything, but it does specify that any apartments that you are shown by us, you have to rent through us.
That seems fair enough.
The contract also lays out our commission structure. This basically means that you have to pay 2 months' rent to us if you decide to rent an apartment shown to you by us.
That all seems in order.
Good.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
So let's see what we have that fits your requirements. To start with, there's a nice place in Grantham Gardens.
I'll just get my pen to make some notes. Here it is. Off you go.
So, this apartment is on the first floor. It's just been renovated and has the number of rooms you specified. It has no garden, unfortunately, but it does have a nice balcony that comes out of the living room and looks out over the nearby park.
That seems very nice. Is it close to Georgina's school?
Oh yes, I reckon it would be a 10-minute walk from St. Mary's.
That's a big advantage if she can walk to school herself. That would really free me up.
It also fits with your budget, although the deposit is quite high. Hopefully you'd get that back though.
I hope so. Do you have any others, Matthew?
Oh yes, I have a couple more right here and I should be able to show you some details of the others this afternoon. I can send the details by emails if we don't have time today.
Okay. I'll give you my email address at the end.
Now, the second apartment is in Lawrence Close. This is a ground floor flat, so you can walk out into the garden from the living room. The garden is around 150 square metres, so it's not enormous, but not too small either.
That sounds about right.
Good. Now, the number of rooms is fine, but a drawback is that it's not so close to St. Mary's. It would be too long for your daughter to walk.
I could drive her if the apartment was what we wanted.
She could also take the school bus, which leaves at the top of the road. It's not as convenient, but it's an advantage. Something else I like about this apartment is the wooden floors. They're very nicely laid and they look beautiful.
That sounds very nice. I'll have to see it. Is it within my budget?
It's a little bit over, but not by much.
That should be fine.
The last apartment I want to tell you about right now is in Green Road. This is again a nice apartment and is in line with your budget. It has the right number of rooms and it's walking distance from your daughter's school. It's on the third floor of a purpose-built building. But there is an elevator and each flat has an allocated section of the large garden.
I'm not sure about the third floor.
Another drawback is that the kitchen and living room are combined and you wanted them separated. I have to say though, it's done very nicely and the building is modern and immaculately looked after.
Is it worth looking at then?
Oh yes, I think you'll quite like it in spite of this first impression.